Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Sterrett. The federal government says opposition leader Peter Dutton's strong claims about citizenship ceremonies are outrageous. Mr. Dutton has accused Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke of holding additional citizenship ceremonies for political gain, saying he's racing to get as many people's citizenship in key electorates as possible so they can vote for the Labor Party in the forthcoming federal election. The Department of Home Affairs says additional ceremonies, apart from those usually conducted by local councils, are being held in the period up until March the 4th, but only to clear a backlog of around 12,500 people who want to become citizens and are eligible to do so. Mr. Burke has told Sky News Mr. Dutton's claims are ridiculous because he has no idea for whom any new citizens will vote anyway.
I don't care what seat people are from, I don't care which way people are going to vote, but I do care about people who want to make a pledge of commitment to Australia, who have the legal right to do so, getting that chance as soon as possible.
Reserve Bank Governor Michelle Bullock says renters may be the biggest winners out of interest rate decreases. The central bank cut the official interest rate for the first time in around 4.5 years this week, citing easing inflation. Speaking to a parliamentary committee, Ms. Bullock says decreasing inflation, combined with an anticipated rise in new dwellings being built, will likely make things a little easier for those struggling.
That cohort of renters on relatively low incomes, they're the ones that I think will stand to benefit as inflation eases quite a lot more and the rental stock in particular gets a bit easier to rent. So that would be, I think, the group that often gets forgotten, I think, and I just want to make sure that people understand they are people that have really been hurt very hard by this.
Ms. Bullock has cautioned, though, that the Reserve Bank is unsure what effect on inflation increased international tariffs may have. A tropical low currently northeast of Cairns has a chance of becoming a cyclone that could impact areas that have just been affected by floods. Weeks of heavy rain caused record-breaking flooding from Mackay to Cairns that killed 2 people and caused hundreds of others to be evacuated from their homes. Now the tropical low is expected to develop further over the Coral Sea over the weekend, with a 55% chance of becoming a tropical cyclone by Monday. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has ordered a military operation in the West Bank after 3 explosions on empty buses near Tel Aviv and 2 more foiled explosions. The explosions occurred in parking lots in Bat Yam. Oshri Basson of Israel Fire and Rescue Services says no one has been hurt in the incidents.
Around 20:30, we received several calls about a blast in the area of Dan Terminal in Amal Street, Bat Yam Industrial Area. Fire and Rescue Services, who arrived at the scene, noted the initial status. An articulated bus, diesel-driven, fully burning. Next to it, there was a vehicle that was seemingly... There are shock damages that could indicate there was a blast here. Extinguishing a professional response was given here at the site with the help of 2 regions that deployed at the site. There is full control of the site. After inspection, there is no one trapped. Full control over the event. That's it.
The Israeli military has blocked off certain entrance points to the West Bank, although it won't say where. In football, the Matildas have made a disastrous start to the She Believes Cup tournament in the United States, losing to Japan 4-0. The Australians, wearing a new Indigenous-inspired shirt, conceded 2 goals in each half in Houston. Defender Ellie Carpenter has told Paramount Plus the Australians didn't play together as a team enough and allowed Japan too much space.
We weren't gelling. yeah, obviously, you know, Japan are a great team. They rotate so much. Their movement is incredible. Technically, they're amazing, so they find those pockets between the lines very easily. For us, we just need to be more compact and, yeah, we needed to all get on the same page quicker, which we didn't do, so we have to refocus for next match.
Things may not get any easier for Australia. The next match in the Four Nation tournament is against hosts the United States in Phoenix on Monday. And that was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.